Hi, I'm here with Nelson Biglis, a professional MMA and boxing photographer. So, Nelson, tell me how you got into photographing fights.
For a photojournalism assignment, I was required to photograph a day in the life. The person I chose to follow was David Kaye, a professional mixed martial arts fighter out of Marietta, Georgia. My focus of this project was to capture the rigorous training and weight cut that these fighters have to endure to be able to fight on a professional level.
Tell me, how does it feel to be up beside the ring, and I've even seen you inside the ring? Is that an adrenaline rush for you, and what is it like being that close to the fight?
Yes, it is very much an adrenaline rush being so close to the ring. Feeling the intensity and raw power of these fighters can be overwhelming, especially to a new beginning photographer in this field.
Very good. Now, tell me how photographing boxing and professional mixed martial arts has bettered you as a photographer.
Photographing such a fast sport has certainly improved my photography. I have to follow and maintain the speed of the fighters each moment. With the lighting situation, with some events, venues that may be good and some are not so good, and with that I have to adjust. Sometimes I have to shoot at much higher film speed, and some I don't, making them a little cleaner and crisper. But it certainly has improved my ability to handle any situation or circumstance.
I see that you also incorporate video in your fights. Is there any particular reason for that?
Yes, very much so. With the major advancements in digital SLR technology and the capability of recording high-def video, it has given me an extra edge to record and capture, which in turn it gives me the capability to offer my clients full multimedia coverage.
On average, how many pictures would you say you take per fight? Or better yet, how many pictures do you take throughout the night?
Well, that all depends on the fight. Some fights will end within the first round, others will go all the way down to the decision card. On any given event, I can average as low as 900 images or as high as 2,000 images. I guess it all just depends on how many fighters there are on the card. With that being said, what's most important is to have plenty of memory readily available to you. Last thing you want is to run short before the event is over.
During the editing process, what is it that you look for in an image that gives it that wow factor?
During the event, I shoot to capture the elements of what makes a great fight picture. So while in editing, I already have an idea of what I'm looking for in my pictures. During my editing, I look for images that have captured the moment with the fighter. To me, there's nothing more gratifying than to be able to share these images with the fighters as well as the fans of this sport.
Okay, so for all those beginning fight photographers out there, what would you like to recommend, or what is one small tip you would like them to take from this interview?
Well, what I always recommend is just always be prepared. I don't necessarily suggest to take all your photography gear, only because you wanna be able to be light on your feet and not worry about having all that gear around. So what I suggest is take one or two lenses that would cover what say you want to shoot, maybe a wide angle, and then of course something with a little more telephoto, so that way you can get the tight shots that you want, or with more detail and sharpness.
Thank you, Nelson. It's been a pleasure getting to know the inside scoop of what it takes to be a professional fight photographer.
Thank you, Cassie. It's been my pleasure, and I hope to speak to you very soon.